Maybe washable technology.
Second Nishmas Avi Mori, Yachem Yisrael Pinchas, and Second Nishmas Daniel Shane, about to Yeshua Paul. Okay, good morning, everybody. How's everybody? Ilan? Ilan, did you get the two packets today?
15.
Ilan? You dialed it in Tezvav.
Yeah, 14, 15, yeah, just not limited to drive. They're all there for everyone to see.
Oh, okay. But we're still doing your gimel, okay? But whose phone is this? Who's one?
845 is mine.
Who's that?
Yohan.
Oh, Rabbi Yohan got time. Okay. Is Rabbi Levy here? What? Okay. Okay, Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shein, Vas Yehoshua Fal. Okay. Let's take a look in the Truvas Halachas Ketanas. Remember the Halachas Ketanas from last year? Who remembers what the Halachas Ketanas said last year when we learned Yuma?
You learned drink water in Yom Kippur.
That it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan, right? And you're drinking water in Yom Kippur because it's not Saveya. Okay, so let's see what Halachas Ketanas says today. On page 11, now going on to page 12. Shayla, imuter lisanus l'sha'os b'shabbosus v'yom tovim. Are you allowed to misaner l'sha'os? It means, you know, you're not misaneh the whole day, but you're gonna eat later than you normally would eat. Yeah, he writes here, page 12 on the bottom, in the Halacha Ravachas. Misaneh to shows perish with shlosha or arba shows or yoseh. In other words, normally you would eat chveis 8:30 in the morning. You're gonna wait longer. You're gonna fast for 3 hours, 4 hours, and eat a little bit later. Is that a proper thing to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or not?
We're talking about between like 1 and 3 or something? Like not like the morning, not like for Shabbos, but after Shabbos?
Yeah, in other words, you're waiting extra time than you would normally have eaten.
Oh, sort of like 3 hours after Shabbos.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, so that's the Shot Halachas Ketanas, and that's Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadi Aleph. Shvi tshuva. Shvi yesh omrim shem sanim mashlim be'ev Shabbos tzorich kapara. It says that if a person fasts the whole day on Friday, right? This year's Asar B'Tavis is like that, right? That if we're going to have a fast on Friday, but Shvi yesh omrim shem sanim mashlim be'ev Shabbos tzorich kapara. Mashma d'chol shem inoy also b'Shabbos v'yotiv. That any type of inoy is aser, but feel tain is bimaser v'yayin. Hava peishin chiv ochlam. So he's saying what? That even if a person is going to say that he's not going to eat baser v'yayin, because he wants to, you know, dafka have less food. Not for a health reason, or, you know, just wants to masana himself. So he says, that's not right. So even if you say, I'm going to eat later, not because that's the way things, you know, you had to go some, you know, you're dafka doing it to be masana yourself. You're not allowed to do that. So let's see the notes here on the halacha ravachas. Lasanis perish l'shlosh al arba shos hayoser v'chachach yochol. A person says he's going to wait 3 or 4 extra hours, then he's going to eat. L'shachol b'shachris v'latzon lasanis yishar l'mevet hachi. Avlein etzol l'molam yuchol lasanis tainis shos v'zevade osu. V'rat chadad v'vatol shnei suda shehem min ha-Torah. Of the onik Shabbos, the tiny shows l'mikra below achol kol hayom klal. I love how l'mikra tiny shows. So tiny shows means what? He's going to fast the whole day. I guess not the night, but the whole day. So then that's not right. But the question is, he's not fasting the whole day. He's just going to add, he's going to eat later, dafka later. I mean, it doesn't mean because you're going to come home from shul. Come home from shul because you're in shul. You're not doing it to try to masana. But say you come home from shul and say, you know, I want a dafka, wait 2 hours more for masana. So he says, that's not right. Chol Shein Inu Yosa. Look at the Halacha Ravachas on the left side. The Chol Shein Inu Yosa. Afal Pi Sheish L'Chalek. The Shaini HaNichnos L'Shabbos Betainis. Mushum Kvar Muna. Now, as one could say, if you're fasting the whole day on Friday, maybe that's not proper, because now you're coming into Shabbos in this way of that you're Inu. So therefore, it's the beginning of Shabbos. You don't have Onik Shabbos. Because you came into Shabbos, you're not enjoying Shabbos right now, until you're going to eat.
So you can't fast the entire day,
right? Shesh chal shani hanichlo to Shabbos b'tayin shum shugvar mu'una. But still, he says it's the same. So the footnote here in the bottom, Gan Halachas Ketanas. So he says, there's this one halacha that you know, even if you didn't do the kavana, you're supposed to eat before chatzos, right? That's even if you didn't have kavana to eat it until chatzos. But then there's a din that even if you're doing it l'shem tainus, even 1 hour, even 2 hours is a problem, because you're taking away. And if you decide you're not going to eat Dafka Basar V'Yayin, because you want to mimite your oneg, that's also a problem. Even though there's no chiyuv, but it's the oneg, you should have a proper oneg Shabbos. So you shouldn't do that.
Oh, so even as you have to eat before Chatzos,
regardless. So to wait till to eat past Chatzos, you shouldn't do regardless. But to dafka wait the same tightness, even a little bit, is a problem.
Do you have to eat before Chatzos or drink?
Well, drink either way. What? What do you mean, the shame tailbone?
Say that I'll be hungrier and enjoy the food a little more if I wait a few more hours to eat. I'm not as hungry now.
In other words, you're doing it. Yeah, in other words, if you're full now and you're waiting to just get a better. Right, then that shouldn't be a problem.
Who's the post-host for Douglas? Is that like. Is that the same person who wrote the Halachos Ketanos?
What? Halachos
Ketanos? Halachos Ketanos?
What?
Is that the same person who wrote the Tafar?
No, it's probably a person who put together the new printing of the Halachos Ketanos, wrote footnotes. And here, it says here, Badur, No Gedalia Chachavukov. On page 11, it tells you. Rav Yaakov Chagiz wrote Halachos Ketanos, and this fellow, Noel Gedalia Kazchikov. Okay.
Didn't we say that for we have a big meal every day on Shabbat, we should make his meal earlier?
We'll say that again.
We saw in the I think it was the Bir Halacha that if there's a rich person who has
he has a big meal every day, yeah.
On Shabbos, he should make his meal make it earlier or make it later to make to show that there's a difference.
Right.
So is that. That's Lashem Bigoy. It's just Lashem, I guess it's Lashem
Kavachal.
Is that how it worked out?
So again, a rich person who's having, yeah. So explain what I'm not following what you're saying 100%.
It's just the rich person, he was purposely pushing off the meal. And we were saying over here that it's problematic.
Right. Problem is to push off the meal if your kavana is to mamana yourself. And to be might and in your enjoyment of Shabbos to afflict yourself by eating later, then that's a problem. Even if it's just an hour extra that you're waiting. Because if you're waiting an hour because just the food is not ready, whatever it is, that's one thing. But if you're doing it l'shem inui, because just like, what's his right? Because you can't fast on Friday, because then you're going to come into Shabbos, till you eat, you're going to be mu'una in the first half an hour of Shabbos until you get to eat. So mali a half an hour at the beginning, or mali any random time in the whole thing. Okay, now let's take a look here on page 13 and 14, the Sefer Darkei Chaim B'Sholom, the Munkacha, Chaim Elozer Shapiro. So he writes here on page 14, This is different on Haggis of the Minchas Alazer. So he says like this. He says, Achiloso mikol machal hayarak me'at mizer. Befrat machalavis kam upon metina ba'alma. He ate a little bit on Shabbos. Me'at mizer. From each machal. Tima ba'alma. But from the fish, he ate much more. Achal tzas yosem yishar ha-machalim. Gam barosh. Chonish ke yosem o'afil b'chol k'sha'ochal dogim haya omer shezel choviv l'fonav l'chol Rabbi Amin Dagim Gedolim, Rabbi Moshe Rami Baruch, Kli, Shino Mesidon, Rabbi Dachtik Lechol, Esa Ayin, Vagam Esa Rosh, etc. Basa, Rabbi Dachtik Lechol, Kazayis Basa. So that's what I want to show you, page 15. What's the story about Achilas Basar on Shabbos? So, Darkei Chaim V'Sholom. In Shin Tzarichas. Oh, Shin Tzarichas. On the four lines of the Basar at the bottom. He says, from the top part. You know, last word on the line is medaktik on page 15. Ubasar haya medaktik lechol kezayis mibasar behema for Shabbos, which is fascinating. He says that on Shabbos he would eat a kezayis dafka of meat on Shabbos. You know why? Because of the sifrei. There's a famous sifrei, Rabbosai. You know the famous sifrei? Page 21. Uviyom simchaschem uvamodechem. Where is that pasuk? Uviyom simchaschem uvamodechem. Which parsha? Which parsha? Baloscha. Baloscha. It's in Parsha's Baloscha. Right. He says, "Biyom simchaschem modechem elu shabbosos." So it's fascinating. He says, "Biyom simchaschem" is referring to Shabbos. That's a fascinating idea, because usually we say that Shabbos is no simcha, right? It's only oneg. But there's a famous sifrei that says that that on Yontif, that on Shabbos, V'yom Simchaschem is referring to Shabbos. And therefore, you should dafka have you should have meat on Shabbos. So he was makrid.
Where were you seeing the sifrei that says meat is simcha?
Ain't simcha el babasa, right?
Just as far.
No, that's a gemara. Ain't simcha el babasa. So he would be makpid to have matzah on Shabbos. Ain simcha al matzah tzarach lechol le Shabbos matzah kamo biyantif. Wow. Because till now we were saying that's not true. The Alter Rebbe said even it's not true. He says it's only a din oneg because we assume that that's you're going to probably have the most oneg through matzah. So might as well take Basar al Oneg. But here he's saying, no, you should have Basar on Shabbos for Simcha. Who says it's Simcha on Shabbos? From the Pasuk Baloscha, V'yom Simchaschem. Great Simcha on Basar al Shabbos, Basar Kimo B'yantav, Hagam Shem B'zman Beis HaMikdash Kayam Ein Makriv Shalmei Simcha B'Shabbos. In other words, but you're not bringing Shalmei Simcha on Shabbos. Even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, you didn't bring the special korbanos on Shabbos for Simcha, but it was not Docha Shabbos. Tzarech Lomer, Dazay, Tzarech Lahachin, Bosa, Me'esmol. No. But it's not a Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they would bring a special korban Simcha, or they would if they, or they would have from Korban from before Shabbos.
The one before Shabbos was in place of the one.
Talking about Zaytor, Hachem Basim, Yesmo, Vintor, Lashal Misimcha, Rak Biyantif. Ukshahiviu. See, on Yantif, they would bring a special Korban Simcha. Ukshahiviu, Lefon of Hakara, Imamachal, Loachal, Shalua, Loshulchan, O Karas, Laetam, Yamsu, Yamdakti, Hazagam Shafom, Nishtazman, Man, Ben Al, Los Karos, of the Ben Al, Los Karos, Al. In other words, he wouldn't, if they would feed him first, he wouldn't start eating until the other people got their portions as well. Even though sometimes it took a long time, he got served right away. But there's a famous story of Rabbi Pinchas Weinberg from Ptina. He likes to say over that the late Rav Goldwicht, when they would give him soup, so he would get the soup first, right? And then they would feed, give the other people. He held he didn't have to wait. Why didn't he have to wait? Because he says it's a way, it's going to cool off. So it's not shovel b'shovel with everyone else. He says he doesn't have to be greater than anyone else, but it doesn't have to be worse. So if he's going to wait for their soup to be served, his soup is going to cool off. If they're going to get hot soup, they'll get cold soup. So therefore he would start the soup right away. He felt that that's not a violation of Derech Eretz when by soup. I don't know.
He's a pack
of
had it that served everyone else first.
What?
He should have had them serve everyone else first, they served him last.
Right.
That would have been resolved.
That would resolve, you say. But I guess you have to serve him first, you know, the covenant of the Rosh Hashiva. Mm-hmm. And then, but then he said that over once that I was in his house for Shabbos, Rabbi Pinchas Weinberger.
Maybe you're not allowed to push it off because it's also like a lack of some claim, a lack of enjoyment, I guess, like owning. What? Because if you push it off, I mean, outside the, I mean, I guess, like, what about the reason that you don't want to push it off because you're losing owning, because if you have it right away, you can maybe have more earning and if you push it off, like, restrict yourself, like, just not because of, like, their parents, but wouldn't it be when you not be allowed to push it off? Because of that?
Well, you're not pushing it off because of tainus, so to speak. You're asking, was this a problem of tainus?
Is there an issue with it not being as big of an egg as possible?
Maybe. Interesting.
What was that thing about the carbonos?
Yeah, he says, and Yontif. See, I didn't tell you this. There's a big shaila whether Shalmei Simcha means you have to bring a special korban l'shem Simcha on Yontif, or you have any korban that you have around, you could just use that meat. You don't have to bring a special korban l'shem Simcha. So Rav Shach had a chiddush that you have to bring one time in the Yontif, you have to bring a special korban l'shem Simcha. And the Chazanish said it was about Toysif to say such a thing. Because he says you never mechuyev to shech the special korban l'shem Simcha. The korban, if you don't have meat, then you'll shech l'shem simcha, but you don't have to. If you have meat from other korbanos, then you can eat the other. You don't, he says it would be baltosif. So here he's mashma. That the yontif, maybe you have to have dafka shalmei simcha, like shach, okay. Oh, Rabbi Hess. Rabbi Hess. Where's Rabbi Hess? Welcome back. Are you back from Silver Spring?
I came back for 2 weeks. I came back yesterday, but they won't let me in for 2 weeks.
Okay, Mazel Tov, on his grandson's bar mitzvah.
Mazel Tov.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Hashem. Yes, Hashem.
Amen. Yeah, we would sing for you, but they don't allow singing these days.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so that's the... the Sefer Nimuke Or Chaim. That's also from the Munkacha. See, he says here on page 19. Ufi divrei sifrei biyomsim on the right side, page 19. Ufi divrei sifrei biyomsim chaskam za Shabbos. Ufi ma shekasav no kaman midivrei shagasariye muvav b'shari tshuva tafi tshuva shetach lios yayin biyontav b'zman hazeh. Shein beis amiklish chayam ufi divrei chachamem keino. Shenemra the Shabbos was Mount Simcha Gamkin, which comes to the hell. Came befriend in Lohe Yolo Yai Lakirish, Fakirish Al Pas, Vivio Chacha Yai, Shukhaev, Beyain, Vishabish Mesumcha. So he says, just like you have to have Basar on Shabbos, because it says Yom Simchaschem, that's the Pasak in Bahaloscha. But Yom Simchaschem, with Mordechem, Roshe Chodshechem, so the Sifrei says, Yom Shabbos, Yom Simchaschem, Elo HaShabbosos. So the Munkacha, based on that, would make sure to have meat on Shabbos. And now he says here, even wine. Even wine he would be makpid to have. Because to have part of the simcha. Especially if you didn't have wine for Kiddush, then you should have that. You should try to have wine at the meal. Or im Kiddush al Yayin Malel Shabbos she'enu rak Kos Echad. Kos Echad Yayin the Kavod Yom Adim Sham Adarim rak lo the Kiddush. In other words, say you have one cup of wine, so. So where should you use with that cup of wine? You use it Friday night for Kiddush. So then you should try to get more. So usually, in Yerushalayim lakos yayin echad l'Shabbos, poshut yanichu al sudas hayom. The covered yom adif. Because, in other words, you have one cup for wine for the Kiddush, you have to use Friday night, it's more chashev. But if you have one kos extra to eat in the meal, so he says better, so you're supposed to wait for the day for that. Because we paskin that covered yom is more chashev than covered laila. That means that the meal, even though it seems that people have more fancy meals at Friday night than they do during the day, but really, the covered yom of Shabbos is odif than the covered laila.
Don't Rabbi Slava when after you use it for like Kiddush and Abdullah, all three both Kiddushes and
Abdullah? You see, so he has wine that he could use for one meal or the other. In other words, so he says you should use it. So for Kiddush, mitzad the Kiddush, you have to use it for Friday night. But then there's one. Then you have one cup left. Why should you use that cup? So he says that cup you should use for the meal during the day. That cup you should use during the day.
That's because the day was the time of the Korban Musaf, right?
Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen likes to say over. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, I think, likes to say over. I think maybe from Rabbi Soloveitchik that's why Nusach Ashkenaz has Yisbechu v'malchuscha only by Nusaf. Okay, so that's the so that was his hanhaga. His hanhaga was to have basar and yayin on Shabbos. Here, based on the Sifrei, page 21 of Yom Simchaskam, of Mordechem, El Shabbosos. If you look here in the on page 23 in the Sifrei, Yom Simchaskam, Yom Shabbosos. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, now the last thing in this packet is about the minhag of, if a woman has to go to the mikveh, so the minhag is not to eat wine, and not to eat meat the day of the mikveh. So she has to go to the mikveh Monday night, so Monday, you shouldn't have, in the daytime, you shouldn't have any meat, because meat gets stuck in your teeth. So even though you could technically brush it out, but we're afraid that you're going to forget and there's going to be meat and stuck in your teeth. So there's a minhag not to have meat on the day before the mikvah. Well, why do you say it's miyutrein a makpid? Because sometimes it is makpid. Sometimes you have a piece of meat that's stuck between your teeth.
It's uncomfortable.
And it's uncomfortable. You don't want it there.
What's the halakha?
Okay.
Well?
What's the halakha issue with having meat in your teeth when you go to the mikveh?
It's a chatzitza. In other words, if you have meat in your teeth and you really... So something gets stuck in your teeth. So like Chazan Hess said, if you really don't care about it, Mikra din, it's not makbid, even though we try to remove chatzitzas even if you're not makbid. But say something gets stuck in your teeth and it's really annoying and you want to get it out but you're having difficulty getting it out, so then that's a chatzitza. So that's why as an extra precaution, we tell people not to have meat the day of the mikveh. So they're going to the mikveh Monday night, they shouldn't have meat Monday morning or Monday afternoon.
So
it, yeah.
That's even past the 6 hours before?
Say again?
Meaning, why don't we say that within before 6 hours they're not allowed to have meat? Meaning, just like by... But to the follow-up, we say that after 6 hours, we're no longer holding for there being meat stuck between your teeth. Why can't we say that also by...
You know, it could be after 6 hours that the meat got already, there's no time left of it. But it could still be there.
Okay.
Like Rabbi Badi, you know, the minhag is a lot of people, they floss. They don't just brush their teeth, they floss. So Rabbi Badi's not... a big fan of flossing because he's afraid that sometimes the floss could get could stay in the between the teeth, and then you really don't want it there, it's really uncomfortable, and that'll be a real chatzitza. Whereas if you just brush your teeth, you won't have that problem. So if it doesn't have a taste anymore, it's still, you know, like a floss. So a floss is still a problem if you
Are you going to say it's expensive? I mean, close to think I'm not good anyway. Long term, it goes that healthy to the deep. That food stuck there.
Yeah, but if makved usually means that you're feeling discomfort, that you don't want it there. Usually the makved that we're talking about, I don't know, is it necessarily because the makved was they don't feel comfortable. They feel there's something between their teeth and it's making them annoying. You know, it's being annoying. Ooh. Wait, do you still hear me? Yitzchak, do you hear me? What happened? Hello? Do you hear? Natan? Roy? You hear me? And I picked up my phone by mistake. Ezra?
Did they hear you? Okay.
No. Okay. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Okay, so this minhag on page 25 about the minhag of not eating meat on the day of the tefillah. So that's here on Shulchan Aruch, Yeridaya, Hilchas Nida, Kuf Tzadi Ches Chav Dalet. And the Taz, Sivkotin, Kafhei, says, Tzicha loktos shineha, she has to clean her teeth, shalo yehe bahem dover chotzeis, so there shouldn't be a chatzitza, shim tovla, v'nimtza, shum dover, dovok bahem, because if she went to the mikvah and there was something between her teeth, lo also lo tefila. It's not a good tefila. Then he writes, and this is a minhag that he brings down here, that yesh noga shelo lechol basar biyom lechtam lebeis hatvila. That there's a minhag not to have meat the day that you go to the mikvah. Yeshu nichtas bein hashinayim yosi mimachal ache. Afal pi sheb bokhos v'chotzot hashinayim choshos dilmat tishtayim minei v'lav adayte. Minhag yofel. He says it's minhag yofeh. So look what the Taz says in Chafei, minhag yofeh, who poshut she'im lo noga kein ein tzorich la'akev ha'tfil b'shvil zeh. In other words, what if you forgot and you ate meat? So he says, then you don't have to say, oh, you're not going to go to the mikvah. In other words, l'chatchila, you shouldn't have eaten the meat. But if you once you ate the meat, you can still go to the mikvah. He says, u'b'shabes v'yontav ha'minhag she'ochle b'osarak she'ochle he says, on Shabbos Yontif L'chadchili you could eat meat. But then you just have to be careful to clean out the teeth afterwards to make sure there's no meat. And the Shach, the Sif Kotten Lamed Gimel, says, V'das ha-rokech einu keim, v'tzasi ma'isa v'isha shatav l'mitza b'osa v'yishinev, v'yitzrucha tefila cheres. He says, there's a situation where she had meat between her teeth, and they made her go to the mikveh again. So he says, because he says, because in the Shulchan Aruch it says, "Im lo bat kol karum tefila meishineha." And then afterwards, she also wasn't bodeg. And then she was bodeg and she found a bone between her teeth. So you can assume that it happened after the tefillah. But the Rokeach says not that way. That you have to assume that it found there afterwards, yeah, that it was there from before, and therefore she needs another tefillah. But b'kitzur, that's the minhag. The minhag is that Ramabadi told me once he thought even on a by chasana you shouldn't eat meat if you're going to the mikveh that night. He says it hetzer for Shabbos and Yontif. He didn't think it's the same hetzer. So you could have fish at the chasana. You know, if she's going to be going to the chasana later that night. Ramabadi thought. But that is the minhag. But you see from this idea that Shabbos and Yontif is mutri, so you see that even by Shabbos there's an inyan of meat. You know, so either you say like the Alter Rebbe that it's a din in Onik Shabbos, or you say like the Munkacha that it's a din in Simcha, and there's still a din of Simcha on Shabbos because the pasuk says V'yom Simchaschem U'Odechem, and the Sifrei Dashes V'yom Simchaschem Elu Hashabosos. So that's the story. Okay, everyone, so I think we've finished this packet. So tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go on to Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. So that's a very fascinating topic about, you know, the halacha is that you're supposed to make Kiddush and then have a Suda. The question is, what about when you have Kiddush in Shul and you're not having a Suda in the Shul? So what is that called still Kiddush B'Mokom Suda? What's the heter? What is that based on? So that's going to be a series of shiurim on that. But I just figured we would talk, since we were talking about having meat on Friday, I wanted to speak about having meat on Shabbos. But it's interesting to see that there's a discussion about the status of meat on Shabbos. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Nathan Bauer, shalom. And Roy, shalom. And Yitzchak Carroll, shalom. And Yosef Katan, shalom. Yudha Shitris. And Ezra Hagler. And Ilan Sasson. Yosef Katan, Yonah Moisey. And Rav Shimi Sokol and Moshe Carroll, Mayor Kesselman, Dr. Presby, Rabbi Hess, Daniel Albert, and Michael Ben Lolo, and Benjamin Aberman, Rav Harari, Okay, that's the story. Okay, you should all have a good day, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the new packet, Bez Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. Okay, Kol Tov, have a great day to all.
Bye-bye.
Or Simcha,
if that's the reason for me.
I mean, what's the Nachkamina, if it's Onik Shabbos or Simcha?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hard to say exactly. Okay, Victor.